send in.
Tonight's talk's going to depend on last week.
No. Last week was a different thing. Now we're going back to something we said we're going to talk about. And that, but we really have to work tonight. Tonight's a lot of work. Okay, let's go. Pasuk tells us, Vayikra Yaakov Elbonov, Yaakov called to his children, Vayoyme, and he said, Hey Osvu, gather, Vagidu Lachem, and I want to tell you, Esa Sheyikra Eschem Ba'achris Hayomim. What's going to happen in the end of days? Achris Hayomim. At the end of days. And then, all of a sudden, it says, He called to Vishimu B'nai Yaakov. Right?
Hello?
Please, I can't do this.
Okay.
Let's go. He called to gather Vishimu B'nai Yaakov. Listen, B'nai Yaakov, Vishimu al Yisrael Avichem. And listen to your father, Yisrael. Now, there's something that happened between the end of Pasuk Aleph and the beginning of Pasuk Beis. Because at the end of Pasuk Aleph, Yaakov says, gather together, I want to tell you what's going to happen in the Achris Hayomim, the end of days. And then in Pasuk Beis, he says, he kabtsu gather together, Vishimu b'nei Yaakov, and listen, and then he goes and he tells all the Shvatim brachis and other things. But that's not what he had intended to say. Right. He was going to say, what's going to be b'Achris Hayomim? Right. So what happened between the end of Pasuk Aleph and the beginning of Pasuk Beis? So we have a Gemara, a very, very famous and known Gemara. The Gemara is like this. The Gemara brings our pasuk. You go down in the wide lines, about 12 or 15 lines down, there's two dots. Tana Rabbana. Ketzad o yukoch mishma, so that's what had to do with the mission over there. Shema Yisrael Hashem, ken yishrech, o yom avsikin, rediverei meir, review doim, yom avsikin o yom. Ella, shalo yomrim baruch shem kvod machus elom ved. Okay, that has to do with the mission. Vanan, my time, aminenle. Why do we say baruch shem? It doesn't appear in the Chumash. It doesn't appear. Why do we say baruch shem? What is it? Kidur Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Dom Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Vayikra Yaakov Elbonov. Agam Pasik that we just said. He said, gather together. Vayoyme hei osu vagidu lachem. Gather, and I'm going to tell you. Bikesh Yaakov legalas levonov. Yaakov wanted to tell his children. Keitz hayomim, the ends of days. V'nistalkum imen shechina. The shechina left him. And he couldn't do it. Amai said, this Gemara, we need to define each word in the Gemara. Amai said, Shema chas v'sholem, maybe chas v'sholem yesh b'mitasi psul. Maybe there's a blemish in my bed, in my children, kavram, like my grandfather Avram, sheyotza mimenu Yishmael. Or avi Yitzchak, or like my father Yitzchak, Shiyotza mimenu Esav. Amru lo bonov, they said, Shema Yisrael. And here they meant Yisrael, meaning Yaakov. That was his other name. As we spoke about last week, that Yisrael's name is on a higher level. That's when he's on a different madrega. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Kishem, Amru, they said, Kishem she'ein belibcha Elo Echad. Just like in your heart, there is only one. Kach ein b'libeinu. Even though we are so many people, ein b'libeinu el echad. We have only one. We're all one. Ba'isa shah, at that moment, posach Yaakov avinu, Yaakov said, shboruch shem kvod machuso l'olam v'et. Amri Rabbonon, so the Rabbonon said, Heichi Nevid, what should we do? Nemrinu, should we say Baruch Shem? Lama Moshe Avinu. Moshe the Rebbe didn't say it, because in Parshas was Chanan, it says Shema V'yohavto. No Baruch Shem. So what should we do? Should we not say it because the Rebbe didn't say it? Lo Nimrenu, should we not say it? Amru Yaakov, our father Yaakov did say it. So what should we do? Hiskinu shiu oimrim oisoi b'chashoi. So he started saying it quietly. B'chashoi. Quiet. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Amr Dabei Rav Ami. Moshel, this Moshel we need to define. Moshel, what's it an example of? Lebas Yaakov b'melech. It's the princess. She richot siko kedera. She smelled the delicacies of the royal kitchen. Im toima, should she tell the avodim or servants, bring me the food? Yeslo ganai. It's a degradation. It's not refined. She's the princess. How could you talk that way? Loisoima, should you not say anything? Yeslo tzar. She has pain. So they started to sneak it in quietly. So therefore, what? That's how we're going to say it too. So we say Baruch Shem quietly. And this is the mashal. Every word in this Gemara needs explanation. It's an unbelievable Gemara, but we need to explain. Amar Ebavu. Hiskinu shi'oyim Moshe b'kol rom. Sometimes they did say it. We say it b'chashoy. Ashto armelo b'chashoy. Now we say it quietly. So we say Baruch Shem quietly. Now, just to, before we get to understand the Gemara, look at this next Gemara. Such a beautiful, beautiful Gemara about Shema Yisrael. The Gemara says, it's about 12 lines up before it gets wide. Amar Rav, the Amar of Chanan al Amar Rav. Right, we see it before it gets about 12 lines up. No, before it gets wide. About here. Amar Rav, the Amar of Chanan al Amar Rav.
Eight lines up.
Eight lines. Okay. Good. Sholosh Kitash, there are three groups. Of Malachei Ashores, of the angels in heaven, Omro Shira B'Choyom, they say, what? Song every day. Achas Omer Kodesh, one group says Kodesh, Achas Omer Kodesh, Achas Omer Kodesh, Hashem Tzavokos, those are the three groups. Veisavei, the Gemara says, Chavivin Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Jews, Yosef Mimalchei Ashores, beautiful Gemara, why? She Yisrael Oimrim Shira B'chol Shah, they say praise of Hashem every hour. U'malchei Ashores Ein Oimrim Shira L'Pam Achas, they only say it once. B'yom, V'Amr Lei Pam Achas B'Shabbos, once a week. V'amrulei pamachas b'chodesh, once in a month. V'amrulei pamachas b'shona, one says one abba pamachas b'shavua, one says pam yovel, once in a whole lifetime. Yisrael maskirnes Hashem achashtei tevas. Yisrael has such a closeness with Hashem, they say Hashem's name after two words. Shinema Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. Whereas the Malchei Ashores don't do that. They say Hashem's name only after three words. Shinema Kodosh Kodosh Kodosh, and then they say Hashem Tzavakos. So you see, Klal Yisrael as it says it after two. V'ein Shira L'mayla Achiyom Yisrael L'mata. Malchei Ashores can't say anything upstairs till we say it down here. Baran Yon Koich Le'Bokan, he brings the Raya. Shneema, good. So you see how special Klal Yisrael. Now let's go and start working on the Gemara. Before we get to the Gemara, I want to learn Poshit Pshat. And then we can start. We say Shema Yisrael, and then we say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So the first question right away is, why do you have to say Hashem's name twice? Why can't we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Echad? What do I have to say Hashem's name a second time for? Or say Shema Yisrael, Elokeinu, whatever you're going to say. But why do you have to say it twice? Before, what we need to really do is we have to spend time on the left column that starts, but I want to just go for just a few minutes just to see on the right column. On the right column where it says, B'sifri Hashem Elokeinu, al kol bo le'olam Hashem echod, le'olam haba. So it's a voice Hashem Melech. Good. Okay. Shema Yisrael. Let's go down a few lines. V'lama hiskir od Hashem le'olamar, saying Hashem echod. Why do you have to do Hashem's name a second time? U'mipnei ze bo le'yashiv dovezeh, and say, ki lokach lo amar. Why didn't you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad? Why didn't you just say that? Ki eino achdusu mitzad mashu yizborach Elokeinu. Very important point. We're trying to say that Hashem is Echad. Is he Echad because he's Elokeinu? He's our God? That makes him one in the world? That he controls the whole world? Or is it because he's Hashem? Right? It's because he's Hashem, therefore it's Echad. So I can't have Hashem Elokeinu Echad because it will look like he's Echad because he's Elokeinu. Can't be. We have to have Hashem's name next to the word Echad. Okay? V'shemo miyuchad Yisrael, that the fact that he relates to us as a God doesn't show he's Echad. Because Hashem's Echad, Ma'ashein lo Yisbarach Tzirufalachi, has nothing to do with anybody else. Shem Elokeinu. Lochein tzorech lo ma'od Hashem Elokeinu. That's why we have to say Hashem Echad. We have to have Hashem's name linked to the word Echad. Good. Umash lo ama. So then why don't you just say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad? Finished. Why didn't you say that? Shoz lo yakan malchus shamayim, ki tzarech loyma Elokeinu, because you have to say that he relates to us in a special way. Why? Lekabel olav elokuso, so that we should accept his godliness. So I have to say Elokeinu. Fine. So why can't you just say Shema Yisrael Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Why do you have to say Hashem Elokeinu? What do you have to do that for? Ki shem miyuchad befrat nikra al Yisrael, because Hashem relates to us. So we have to say Hashem in relationship to us, and we have to say Hashem in relationship to Echad. Now comes the question, why do you need Shema Yisrael? Why don't we just say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and I don't need Shema Yisrael? Ulefi Chochama Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Rotzeloim Hashem Yuchud. V'zeh Nigla, I'm good, that'll be in the for future. Fine. But therefore, what do I need to say Hashem Elokeinu? Now go on the top left column. Umasho yu kabolis malchus bishlot, fourth line down. Umasho ma kabolis malchus shemayim beloshin shema Yisrael. Why did you have to say a shema Yisrael? Just say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Mipnei ki nikra kabolis malchuso. We're accepting his malchus. Because she mamlichin also ala uma, when you accept him as the king, who is Baruch Melech al-Am. It has to be on a united nation. If the nation's not one, then you can't come along and say Hashem's one, because you have a God and I have a God and we're not one. So it's obviously, it looks like we got two gods. V'nei Melech Yisrael, there hu ma'achas. So it has to be that we're one. V'im Kain, you have to say lo ma'arak Hashem Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, shebozeh mamlecha kodesh borcha Yisrael, shehu ma'achas. And therefore, we have to say Shema Yisrael, listen Kla Yisrael. We have to be one. And that's one of the things that you have to accept when you say Shema Yisrael. You have to have in mind that we are together. We're one. Now that we're one, we can talk about how Hashem relates to us in a special way, Hashem Elokeinu. But that's not His greatness. His greatness is that He is Hashem, that is Echad. Poshit. And these are the thoughts you're supposed to have when you say Shema Yisrael. That's why it takes time to say Shema Yisrael. You can't just slam it down, you know. Okay, good. Now let's go to the on the bottom left. He brings this Gemara that we saw. Good. Now, let's go down three lines from the bottom, and we have to go through it slowly. Let's go. Ki haya tchilas kabbalah shemayim. The beginning, the first real time of kabbalas omach shemayim, ayidei yud bei shvatim. And this we talked about 2 weeks ago, when we spoke about why it's yud bei shvatim, and why we need to have 12 Shvatim. We spoke about that 2 weeks ago. Shem b'nei Yaakov. Ki b'nei Yaakov ha-yirishonim l'kabel malchus shemayim. Now, for Yaakov himself to be makabel o malchus shemayim, he's an individual, as we spoke about then. We're looking for a nation, not individuals. So as an individual, you're right, Avram's great, and Yitzchak's great, and Yaakov's great, but they're individuals. And we're looking for the nation that's doing it. Where's the beginning of a nation? Shvatim. V'lo ma Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. V'lo Yaakov alviyem. V'lo Yaakov v'na Yaakov alone. Ki Yaakov ha'yechod min ha'ovis. Lo yinechshav kasher malchusa yizborach olav malchus shemayim shalema. The fact that one man accepts Malchus Shemayim, that doesn't show that he's complete. If you have a nation that's accepting it, so the nation's complete. But if you don't have a nation, you have an individual, that doesn't show it. Ki lemaluso shel Yaakov, because Yaakov's greatness was sheyitzura chakuka bebekis Yaakov. We know Yaakov Avinu's image is embedded in that Kisei HaKovid. That doesn't say that we, his nation, accepting it, only when you have a nation that's doing it, through them, you can have Malchus Shemayim Shleim. Good? Clear? We got that? Ulefichach. Therefore, Bnei Yaakov or Yerishonim l'kabel malchus shemayim, because before that there were no nations, there wasn't anything. U'keshayu bnei Yaakov makabel malchus shemayim lo yirak ba'amtzoyis Yaakov. The only way they, the nation, could really do it is only with the comprehension of Yaakov. Because Yaakov's comprehension is the refined, as we spoke about 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago. It's worked out from that which Avram and Yitzchak had. Now it's all refined. Kama Shamru, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad. When they said it with Yaakov Avinu. Lefisha Yaakov Echad Legamre. Yaakov is the concept of full understanding of Hashem's Echad. V'roi Yaakov l'kabu machu shemayim shu Echad. V'ayodo gam kein ha-shvotamei m'kabu m'echad. Through him, he makes it possible, because he makes it that the Yud Bei Shvotim all accept it. M'kabu machu shu yizbarach. U'mipnei shama Yaakov shama yesh psu b'zaro. Yaakov was afraid maybe there's a blemish. Omru, they said, Kishem she'em b'libcha el echod, just like you are one heart echod, kar ki why, ki Yaakov hu echod bi'atzmo. In the reality, Yaakov is only one. Kach ein b'libenu el echod. We only have one. Even though we are on, we're 12. But we are so united about the acceptance of Hashem, we, with 12, equal you, who are only one. Ki elu yud bei shvatim, Im kamo Yaakov, they were the same like Yaakov. Sheim belibo alechot. Ki al yidei Yaakov nasu ashvotim gam kein echod legamrei. Through Yaakov, they can become echod. Vudava muflug, and this is an unbelievable thing. This we spoke about 2 weeks ago. Ki mispeh shalahem, the number of Yaakov and the Shvatim equals echod. And this we spoke about 2 weeks ago. Ki oyo Yaakov neged ho aleph. The aleph is Yaakov. Shel echod. Ches. The eight are the eight of the children that came from Rachel and Leah. And the Dalid are the four sons that came from Bilhah and Zilpah. Hare mispa shalem came echod bimiluo. That's the complete number, 12 with Yaakov. Sheyakov Ubonov and Yud Gimel, and they equal Yud Gimel, which equals the numerical value of Echod. And therefore that is Echod. Vizeshomru, Kishem She'ein Belibcha Ela Echod. Just like in you there's only Echod, Kach Ein Belibenu El Echod. Ki Yaakov hu echad biatzmo lefikcha chen libo echad kachen belibenu lechad ko onu mischabrim. We come together yachad ad shanachnu echad till we're one. Vezeo yede Yaakov ki Yaakov hu echad agamri lakach. Yaakov is the aleph v'lakach armu kishem shebilibchad is only echad, so only bim. Kach af im onu em yoser. Even if we would be more, onu mitztarfim le'echod. That's a very important line. We could have as many people, but it's all based on the foundation of echod, of the 12. So all of it is just adding on more, but the foundation are these echod. Kikach mispeh shalonu, im Yaakov shonu mischar b'meilo b'mispeh echod. ולוקח אומרו שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו אשר אחד אחד וכן מה שאנו אומרים שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו אשר אחד they meant Yaakov when they said שמע ישראל. What do we mean? היינו שכל אחד, watch, מקב ישראל מקבל מלכוסו יזברך עולב. How are they accepting it? Only Ba'atzmus Klal Yisrael. Through Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? Asher Klal Malchuso. You're part of this tremendous thing called Klal Yisrael. We're not individuals. And if the Klal can unite, then you can accept Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'yesh lomam, what should you say? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Ki'ilu Medaber El Klal. You're speaking to people. Shema Yisrael. Listen, Klal Yisrael. Let's get it clear. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. V'dvorim Eilu, Amukim Ma'od. These are very deep words that I've just said, which means that we didn't get the whole thing. Okay. Ba'oz. Kasher Shoma Yaakov Kabolas Malchus Yibarach. So what happened? Ozama Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. Ki kasher ashvotim omrim shema yisrael hashem lekein hashem echod ro lo ya. Now these words need a lot of understanding. Let's go slowly. Ro li Yaakov, it's worthy, it's proper for Yaakov to say baruch shem kevod malchuso acher azkara shmo. Once you name min said Hashem's name, it's only right and proper that Yaakov Avinu should say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus. Ki Azkores Hashem Azeh, when he mentions Hashem's name, Eino Kamo Sha Azkores Hashem, it's not the same. Ki Azkores Hashem Azeh Shu Agduso Legamre, Ki Zeh Malchus Shemayim. This is acceptance of Hashem. V'lokach Ho'yomer Yaakov Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Shalom Ved. Now watch these words. The davar ze od yoser is even more min ma she'omru ashvotim shema yisrael hashem elokeinu hashem echad. When Yaakov said baruch shem, that was even a greater statement than Shema Yisrael. This is a very difficult line, because if you ask anybody in Klal Yisrael, what's the biggest statement there is? Shema Yisrael. And here the Maral just said that Baruch Shem, which isn't even in the Pasuk, is greater than Shema Yisrael. We need to really, really get to understand this here. Let's hold off, but let's keep that in mind. Very difficult line. B'yesh, it says he should know that Kvod Malchuso is a very, very key thing. Actually, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that in one time it says that the angels in heaven have six wings. Gemara Chagiga. And one place it says that the angels in heaven have four wings. So Gemara answers, one when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, and one when the Beis Hamikdash is not standing. So when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, it goes, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed. And when the Beis Hamikdash is not standing, what's missing? So the Gemara says that what's missing is Kvod Malchuso. It's Baruch Shem Li'olam Va'ed. Four words. But Kvod, the honor of his Malchus, that's not there. And that's what he said, the Gemara says, that's what we say in the Shemona Esrei on Yom Tif. We say, in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, what do we say? Galei Kivod Malchus. Reveal Kivod of your Malchus. And then it'll be complete. Galei. Good. V'yesh Levorech Hashem, Ki Hashem Udova Sichli Lagamri. It's total. Roya Brocha Zos Levyonim, Shein Beloguf, Baruch Shein belongs in heaven. All spiritual. Veim Nivdolim, Roya Lem Brocha Zos. Ule Yaakov, Shehu Echod Mino Ovis. He's one of those Ovis. Hakadoshim Befrat Le Yaakov, Shehu Kodesh. Now there's a very important line you have to remember. Yaakov is the only one that's called in the whole Tanakh to be a Kodosh. Kamo Shabiyana Zeb Bamokamacha Dixiv Vigdishu as Kadosh Yaakov. Yaakov's the only one that's called Kadosh. So Yaakov can say Baruch Shem. Volakach Bam now Bamokom Kadosh. We have a rule. And the rule is Hashem wants his name to be known throughout. So how are we supposed to know it? So he put holy people, holy places, holy times. And we're supposed to learn from them. Who are the holy people? So normally we say tzaddikim. In this case, the holy people is Yaakov. And then we know there's a holy place. What's the holy place? Beis HaMikdash. And what do you say in the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara tells us, Onim Gam Kain. You don't answer Amen. What you answer is, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. So holy people, holy places, say Baruch Shem. Olakach Yaakov, She Yaakodesh, Roy Loloma Baruch Shem. Kasha Shoma Min Bonam Shema Yisrael. So now, let's go further in that Gemara. The Gemara says, Nimrinu, should we say it? Lo amamash. Lo nimru. Ama Yaakov. Umasha Moshe lo amarso. Why didn't Moshe say it? Moshe was such a holy man. The Gemara, the Maral says in another place, when Moshe was born, and the Egyptian woman found him, and the Egyptian woman called him a name, and the other people called him a name. The Medrash has about 20 names for Moshe. And that's why if you look through the Piyutim that we say, through Shavuos and other times, we have all different names for Moshe. Of all the names, why did Moshe stick? So the Maral says, Moshe stuck because what was the greatness that Moshe did? Moshe was the middleman between us and Hashem. Mem is the middle letter. Middle letter in the alphabet. What did he do when he came to such a level? the pasuk tells us, "Vatichasreyu." It was just missing ma'at melekim, a little bit of his full understanding of Hashem. What's the next to the last letter in the alphabet? Shin. So the letter Shin represents his knowledge. And what did he do when he had all this knowledge and he went up to Har Sinai? What did he do? He brought down the five books of Hashem. So therefore his name is Moshe. That's how the Maharal defines it. So his being is Torah. And he is the middleman to connect us to Hashem through Torah. But his whole thing is the middleman between us and Hashem. He's not the individual Moshe. He's the middleman. We're not ready to say Shema Yisrael. So then he who is connected to us, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's our Rebbe, he's connected to us, he couldn't say Shema. Ki kol echem Yisrael yachalom ha-Shema Yisrael. Avalein kol echem Yisrael yachalom ha-Baruch Shem. We could say Shema, but Baruch Shem, that's too high a level. Moshe couldn't say it. But Yaakov was the individual. And he's the Kodesh. He could say it. When you hear Shema Yisrael. Mashama Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, that's Malchus Shemayim B'Shlemes. Hare onu tzvichen lekabel aleinu Malchus Shemayim like Yaakov was mekabel. V'lotach kitiknu, therefore we say it b'chashoy, quiet. Why? Ki be'emes o'odom mitzad shiyesh. Now watch carefully. What is the princess that the Gemara is talking about? The mashal. You know what the mashal is? Neshama Nivdelis. We are given a special soul by Hashem. And when this soul is like a princess, and when it hears the name of Hashem, what does it want to scream out? Because it's a Kadosh. What does it want to scream out? Baruch Shem. Now, but there's a problem. Our neshama is in our goof. And the goof isn't ready to say. It's not Kodesh on the level of Yaakov to say Baruch Shem out loud. So what are we going to do? Should we say it? We're not on the Madrega to say it. Should we not say it? The neshama is in pain. When it hears this name of Hashem, it just wants to burst out saying Baruch Shem. Therefore they made it, say it quietly. It's hidden and it's quiet, that's what you'll say. Yaakov could say Baruch Atzmi, he's Kodesh. Nimrin, who should we say Baruch Shem? It's not right, because our body is not worthy. Sharein Odom Shain Ro Kodesh Royalze. Vain Royal Lama Baruch Shem. Kain Roy Raklamishu Kodesh, only a Kodesh could say it. Lo Nema, don't say it. You can't not say it. Why? Yesh Kansar. Why? Ki Yesh Kansad Mikoach on the Neshama is dying to say it. Because Shomea, it's Koras Hashem, when our Neshama hears the name of Hashem, Shu Bishma, Im Lo Yomer Baruch Shem Achuso, Hashashav Achze Shleimus Kabolus Malchus Shemayim, it's dying to say it. Baruch Shem, Lashlim, Im Lo Yomer, Kim Tsar, Rachmanu Vertzaloma, Chisar, and it's missing. It's not able to do what it wants to do. Lefichoch Tiknu Loma Chashoy. He's like an Odom, he's like a Malach. So Malachim could say it because of the Kedusha, and Neshama could say it. Aber Yaakov, or you Kodesh Bavado Yocholoma. Ulefichoch, Imlo Yom Klal, Yesh Kant Sar, Vichisar, and Neshama, Kimitsar, and Neshama wants to. Now that is the Mashal. What's the Mashal? the princess smells the delicacies of the royal kitchen. So it wants to say, yeah, he wants to have the royal kitchen, the delicacies. Should she say it out? It's not proper, because she has it in the guf. It's in the guf, can't do it. Not to do it, calls it pain. So what did the servants do? Slipped it in quietly. That's the mashal in the Gemara. V'dovzeh, can I get a shava? Good. U'me'achah ki baruch shem hu l'neshama b'vad, tiknu loma b'chashoy. Now, that's the mashal of Bas Melech, the neshama of Bas Melech, she beat Toshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our neshama is the daughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the princess. Now comes the next line. Now we have to get it clear. On Yom Kippur, very interesting. Yom Kippur is not the pshat the way we think it, and you'll see the Maharal's words. It's not the pshat, I don't eat. On Yom Kippur, I'm dedicated a whole day to my soul, not my body. And on Yom Kippur is a day I don't need to eat, because I'm dedicated to my soul. I don't need leather shoes. I'm dedicated to my soul. I don't need to live with my wife. I'm dedicated to my soul and not my body. Oh, you're dedicated to your soul. So now the neshama is the thing that counts. So what happens on Yom Kippur when you're totally dedicated to your neshama? You can say out loud, Baruch Hashem. U'b'yom HaKippurim. Now watch how he says it. Shehu Yom Kodosh. V'Yisrael kulam kedoshim. They're on a level of kedusha. Shein bohem, we see these words. There are no things of gufnim, of physical. Shein achila shtia tashmish amita ruchitza sicha nilas sandal. All of those they don't need it. What needs to say, look at the Rambam. The Rambam calls the halachas of Yom HaKippurim Shivisas Osar. On the 10th day, we rest from our body. Oz Bavade Yafa Yochid says, Baruch Shem, Kashavach Hazeinu Rak L'Mishav Kodesh, and therefore in the base of Migdash, they don't say, Amen, Baruch Shem. And therefore we say it in Kriyashma, Kidov is there, that's Kabbalah's Malchus. Now you have to also know, without going into it too much, but you have to know that the ayin in Shema is Godol, Gedola, and the Dalid from Echod is Godol, and that's because the word spells aid. Why? Ki Yisrael heim eidus al Hashem shehu Echod. Good? Fine. So that this is just an unbelievable piece of Maharal. This is Mamish. If you got up this morning just to see this Maharal, it was worth every minute. But we still have to discuss much more in depth yet, and I hope we can hold on, because it's a very deep inyan. How come the Maharal tells us that Baruch Shem is bigger than Shema Yisrael? If you look in the Nefesh HaChaim, Chaim V'Lojna tells us that Shema is the biggest statement. And here the Maharal says it very clear, Baruch Shem is bigger. We need to really go into understanding. So let's try. And so he discusses this with Hutner, and let's see what we can get. So it starts in Perek Beis. Dali doesn't have it. Hey, he goes through the Maharal, goes all the way down. Let's look at Vav. Because Hitler is just quoting this Maharal that we went through. Good? All right? Good? Vav. Devarim alolu shel Maharal, these words of the Maharal, marishim, they make you shake. B'chidushim eslevovo, v'daito, and the mind of a maskil, the ones who think, in Deus, Bilchus Deus, Ovidus Elokov, Bavoda, Shebelev, Al Pi Eidus Elolu. Ki Divri Amaral, Aim, these words of the Maral, Haim Nigud, it's against, L'chol mashi yodea u'mefursim b'divrei rabbeisenu pe'echod. It's against what everyone says. Ki adarabba, the milus of the shevach of Shema Yisrael, he harbe yosi gedolov than the shevach of Baruch Shem. Everybody knows that. So how could the Maral come along and write that Baruch Shem is bigger? Vila Dugma, if you want an example. Ayin nefesh ha-chayim sha-gimu. Shebir yisrael b'fnim, shel-pshat, and in Kabbalah, all of it is kol ha-ponim u-sovim lo-el ve-echad, that Baruch Shem is quiet. Why? B'nei shel-lefi erech ha-shevach shel Shema Yisrael, in relationship to Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem is lower. So we say it quiet. It's not on the same level. Shema Yisrael, you can say out loud. But Baruch Hashem is less, so we don't want to seem that it comes to same as equal. So we say hello. That's what the Nevi Chaim says. One second. Can I get that? Mamash hefak midvar of Shmaral. Shekozeh b'lachash, because the room. Why do you say Baruch Hashem? Because it's so high level that we say it quiet. And the Nevi Chaim says, you say it quiet because it's a lower level than the Shema Yisrael. So we need to explain what's going on. Look at Ches. He says, let's start. Ascholos shitoso shel amaral. We need to really concentrate. To understand it, nu'utsehu b'shinoi din, it starts with understanding the change of how they would answer a bracha b'beis hamikdash and outside, in the Gevulin, outside the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, we would say Baruch Shem. Masha'in came b'Gevulin, which is not true outside the Beis HaMikdash. Daitesh Malar Marali, says Shinui Zeh, this change, Bonihu is built on two foundations. One, Pirish Shel Baruch Shem Kevod. Now watch carefully. The explanation of the words Baruch Shem, Mischalef, switch, Lefi Amakomos, according to where you're saying it. When you say it in one place, it's different than when you say it somewhere else. Beis. Inyanias Baruch Shem, Lo Titochen. You can only answer Baruch Shem, Ela Lefi Pirush, Echod Mi Pirushim Alolu. Only with one of the two explanations. In the Inni Levoyer, let's start and explain things one by one. Hine Shem Havaya, the name of Hashem. Now, let's just get it clear. There is no such thing as a name Yud Yud. There's no such name. If you ever see Yud Yud, you should know that the printers put it that way because they were too lazy to print out the whole name of Hashem. You will look through all of Tanakh. There is no name Yud Yud. And you'll tell me, but I saw it. And in fact, if you look in a good sitter, like an art scroll, you will see that it doesn't have Yud Yud, because there is no such name called Yud Yud. There is a name, Yud, and a He, and a Vav, and a He. Now this name, Yud He, Vav He, we don't know how to pronounce it. We have no idea. And that's why in a good sitter, in a good chumash, there are no nekudos, no dots under the name, because they don't know how to do it. And the ones that do have dots, if you look carefully, they are the dots of Adni. They're not the dots of anything else. So they put the word, the dots of Adni, under Yud Kei Vav Kei, but that's not the right dots. Take out an art scroll, Chumash. Look, anytime you see Hashem's name, there's no nothing there. Why? Look, anytime you'll see the name Hashem doesn't have any there, any kudis. There's no kudis because you can't do anything with it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. And therefore, we don't know how to say it. We don't know. That's one of the things that we're going to be revealed in Yemos HaMashiach. Bayom Ahu, Yeh Hashem Echod, Ushmo Echod. Hashem will be one in the world, and His name will be one. Because now the name that we say is not what's written. That has to do with it. I'm not going into it now, but it has a lot to do with halacha. What should you think about when you're saying Hashem's name? Especially in Shema Yisrael, it makes a difference. There's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch. What should your kavana be when you say it? The way you write it is different than the way you read it. Ksivaso, we're written, Yudke Vavke. Kriyaso, how do we read it? Adni. You see the name Hashem. What do we say? Adni. Baruch Ato Adni. It doesn't say Adni in the sitter. It says Yudke Vavke. So the way we say it is not what story it's written. Nimtza. Deitzleinu Shema Adnis Yeshnei Ofanim. There are two types. Shema Adnis Mamish. Sometimes when you say Adni, you meant Adni. And sometimes, Benimtza, then what'll be? Kriyaso of Kriyasoim Adnus. What's written is Adni, and what you said is Adni. And sometimes it's a nickname for the name of Yudke Vavke. Shozra Kriyaso Yadnus. We read it Adnus. We ksiv also is Avaya. So that's what we have. We look at the pasuk and it says Vayidaber Hashem. We say Vayidaber Adni. Wait a second, you look at the pasuk, it doesn't say Adni. So then we are using the word Adni as a, let's call it a nickname, a description, a temporary expression for Yudke Vavke. Abu b'mekomo shem hutra kriya shel shem avayik sivoso. But where you're allowed to say it, like in the Beis HaMikdash, hare ein shom, that's a comment, over there, Ela ofen echot shel shem. There's only one concept of Hashem, and then the adnus means adnus. Hainu rak shem adnus mamish. V'lo shem adnus b'toris kinui. V'yotzem is there. What comes out of this now? Ki tevas shem kevod malchuso. Shem means the name of Hashem, honor of His kingship. Yesh b'em shinu shnei pirushim. By us, etzleinu, kolim gam Hashem o adnis p'toris kinui, we are saying the name Adni with a nickname, and kinui adnus, shem klo malchuso. Masha enkein, which is not true in the places, shem korim, shem avaya, the way it's written, there, Ein ateva shem kvod mispashim ella with the real name of Hashem. Shem means yudke vavke. Velo b'toras kinui. It's not a nickname, a made up. Zema shomru so the rishon. That's the first thing. That shem kvod changes. According when we say shem, we mean that we said adni, but that's not really what I mean. It means yudke vavke. And Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't you meant, it's what you said is what is written. Tess. Good? Clear? Tess. The Akshav Navarat Yisod Hasheni. Now let's go to the second thing. Yisod Zem is Bar Lonu Begdam Sukim Gemara Psachim. Gemara says, Vayoyim Ahu Yiyah Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod. So the Gemara asks, Hoy Idnu Lav Hashem Echod? Now Hashem isn't one? What do you mean by Yom Ahu Hashem is going to be? Ela ha'idna now nichtav, we write Havaya v'nikra, and we read it Adni. Losed lovo nichtav Havaya v'nikra Adni. Havaya v'nikra nimtza the shame chamalel, just like we said, the shame kvod machuso changes lefi amakomos harebi toim lezegam kavonis. On Le'olam Va'ed, watch carefully. When we say Hashem, when we see the word Hashem and we say Adni, do we mean that this is the way it should be Le'olam Va'ed? Do we mean that? Do we mean it? No. Because we're waiting for the day that it's going to be written and we're going to say what it really means. Right. So that when we say La'olam Va'ed now, Do we mean l'olam v'ed? Do we mean as long as this world in its present state is here? But what we really are waiting for, the setting where the word and the name match, and then l'olam v'ed will mean literally l'olam v'ed. So then l'olam v'ed changes again. In the Beis HaMikdash, when you said l'olam v'ed, you meant literally l'olam v'ed. When we say l'olam v'ed, we mean l'olam as long as this world is in its present state. So then, mischalif u'lefi'inyan. It's Leinu, when we say Shem Kavod Malchuso, it says that why we mean the Adni. So then the Olam Vo'ed means in this world. In, because this world is just as long as you're going to say this. Because by Yom Ahu it's going to be Natiko, you're going to take its name out, and you won't need the nickname of Adni. Whereas why? In the Beis HaMikdash, there the Shem Kavod Malchuso is proper. You're saying it the way it should be. So then what you mean, l'olam v'ed, means also by Yom Ahu and at the future. So then the Shem Kavod changes according to where you are, and the l'olam v'ed change according to where you are. The Kitzer, the shame goes where we are, where shame includes less than what the Tevis owe. When you know when it's clearly defined, then the Olam V'ed means much more. When we say it, you got to put in so much more in it, the Olam V'ed means less. V'ine, Chachove Alon the Yud. How come you have to answer anything? Because the Pasuk says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, we'll call the name of Hashem. Then what are we going to do? Havu, we will give Godel, greatness, Leilokeinu to our God. When you hear Hashem's name, you must express greatness. B'nesinis Godel is the bracha, like we said. Zeichel tzadik lebracha. B'shosh ani maskit tzadik, you give a bracha. Okay. Now we come to what comes out. B'migdosh, rak b'migdosh shesham utra kriyas v'shem ha'mufarish. And l'olam v'ed means every time, forever. So yotzechoven nesinis Godel ayidei baruch shem. So in the Beis HaMikdosh, what's the bracha you're saying? The bracha you're going to say is Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. The Shem is great, so the Olam V'ed means forever. That's real bracha. When we say Baruch Shem, what is that? What is that? Is that really the full blessing you want to say to Hashem? No, you really want to say much more. But we can't. So therefore, Mipnei Shebracha is Pashtus. Uvamigdosh, there's no limit. Mashen came b'gvulin, you can't say Baruch Shem. Why? Because in the Gvulin, the Olam V'ed is very limited. So then it's a Chisaron. So therefore, you can't say Baruch Shem outside the Beis HaMikdash, because that's not really saying the whole thing. You say what? L'olam v'ed. But you don't mean l'olam v'ed. You say Baruch Shem. Are you saying the real name? So the whole thing doesn't fly. Good? Clear? Okay, now let's go. U'me'anias, from answering Baruch Shem in the Beis HaMikdash, we can go back to Baruch Shem in Kriyishma. Why? According to the Maral, Shnei and Yonim Alolu, they go together. So how does it work? Because, now watch carefully, the Maragra says, Ki b'chol mokum, she'odom koreis Hashem, top of the next page, whenever you say Hashem's name, Havaya, b'kriya adnus, what should your kavona be? Tzrich lios kefi akriya. When you say a bracha, Baruch atah adni. Now, it doesn't say that. So what should your thought be? Master, Adni. Even though, it doesn't say that. But you just said that. So we go according to what you said. Right? Milvad, except when you're saying the names in Shema Yisrael. When you say Shema Yisrael, your kavon is supposed to be Hashem, I said Master, But what I mean is, was, is, and will be. That's what you're supposed to think when you say Shema. Good. So therefore what? Based on the Gemara, Vayerma hu yeh Hashem echod hu Shema echod, means even though now I don't have his name out clearly, and the only time it's going to be is in Olam Haba, Hayom it's written Yudei, we read it Aleph Dalet, but the Olam Haba, it'll be. So therefore, now comes another thing. When we hear Rachmana Litzlan, bad news. Person, Rachmana Litzlan, loses a relative. You make a bracha. What's the bracha? Dayon Ha'emes. When we hear good news, we say, person has, here is that he was Yairish or that he won the lottery, makes a bracha. Bracha is Hatov Vahameitiv. What's going to be in the future? There's only one bracha. All things are clearly Hatov Vahameitiv. Today, it looks like two different things. But in the future, when we have such clarity, it's all one thing. That's the Gemara. Good. Okay. Now, let's go further down, a little down. Let's go a little further. It's a long piece, and I know it's getting late, and I want to get to the main parts. Let's go. Excuse me a little, but let's go to Tezvav, and we'll try and wrap up what he has to say. V'kan higanu, now we reach l'mekor achidish kedarka shalmara. Ki ba'oda shilufi l'derech akivusha mufrisames. You're right, in all the svarim, it says, v'svarim magiyas hakol rom shabaruch shem v'mitzad horoda. They all say that Baruch Shem is lower than Shema. Why? According to the Maral, it's just the opposite. Now watch carefully. Top of the next page. Ki minia sakol rom shebaruch shem hu dafka mitzad ha'olo sheyesh b'baruch shem kelape ha'shema Yisrael. When we understand the real Baruch Shem is higher than Shema. Because that's the answer of the blessing to Shema. L'olam v'ed means literally. Baruch Shem, Yudke Vavke. And that's what the Maral is talking about. V'azeh omanu, kishezeh mavrus alev ovdim l'lachash, but because of the mocha. The ones that are saying that Baruch Shem is lower and you have to say it quiet, lower, they're talking about now, in this world. And in this world, you're right. Baruch Shem is said quietly because it's lower. But in the essence of what Baruch Shem is bigger. Because only when you understand the full name of Hashem, and what you understand, Olam Vayed, then Baruch Shem is much bigger. The Maral comes out, the Shita is because it's bigger. So therefore, they're not arguing. It's two different sides to one coin. One coin is talk, one is it's now, and one is the future. And therefore, that's what it goes out. Therefore, when we say that what Shema means, what this great thing, and Baruch Shem, so now it depends, what are you talking about? If you're talking about the Baruch Shem that which should have been said out loud, B'kol Rom, and that's even greater, like Yaakov Avinu, who understands Yudke Vavke, and understands L'olam Vayed, and in Beis HaMikdash, that's Kodesh, and they understand it. So what will you say out loud? Baruch Shem. And that's greater than saying Shema. Because that meant you understood it, and you gave back the blessing of Shem and L'olam Vayed. But we were on a different, much lower level. So to us, we don't understand Yudke Vavke. We only know Adnus. And the L'olam Vayed is very limited. So then watch, Shema Yisrael is much bigger than Baruch Shem, K'vayin Machus, L'olam Vayed. And therefore, that's what he says here. That's the why B'lachash, we say it B'lachash. And that's what we mean. If you have a chance, you'll go through. And that's what he means when he says the Maral is talking about the real essence of the saying. And what the Nefesh HaChaim is talking about, the way we say it in our setting. And therefore, with Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, are the biggest that we could get. And it's very interesting. I showed it to the doctor before, that if you have a chance, you'll take out the Mikros Kedolos, and you will look on this pasuk, and you will see that when he says over the story about Yaakov Avinu and what they answer, they do not say it there, Baruch Shem. There it says, Yehei Shmei Rabo Mevorach Lolom Baer. Because Yehei Shmei Rabo is the same as Baruch Shem. And therefore it's such a tremendous statement, Yehei Shmei Rabo. Because it's really saying, Baruch Shem Kavod. Okay.
It doesn't put the Nefesh HaChaim and the Mile together still, though.